In Palmer's House District 13 race, Republican incumbent Carl Gatto topped a pair of party challengers, David Parks and Florence Scott. With 63% of the votes, Gatto's total was 2,345, Parks 897, and Scott 476. Gatto now defends his District 13 seat against Democrat David Cheesham, who received 1,220 votes. Along the Parks Highway of the Bat-Sioux, Republican two-term incumbent Mark Newman of Wasilla thwarted his primary opponent, April Bourne of Trapper Creek, in her second attempt to represent District 15. It was Newman, 2,283, Moore, 1,228. Newman's November challenger is Democrat Lou Dishner, who collected 1,046 votes yesterday. And the third Mat-Sioux race featured a District 16 Republican face-off also, where incumbent Bill Stoltz swept challengers Justin Hatley and Kent Herman. Stoltz collected 2,663 votes, more than 70% of the total tally. Hatley, who was second, had 21% and Herman under 8%. In the general election, as Stoltz seeks a fourth term, he will face Democrat Beverly Serrano. In Valley House District 14 yesterday, Republican incumbent Wes Keller received 2,811 votes, Democrat Rose Smith 935. The deciding contest won't actually take place until November 4th's general election. That's also true for Senate District G, where Eric Cordero and Linda Menard are battling for the seat vacated by Lida Green. Yesterday, Democrat Cordero totaled 2,080 votes, while Republican Menard collected 6,147. And finally in the Valley postings, Republican incumbent Fred Dyson received 3,784 votes compared to his November challenger, Democrat Stephen Amundson's 1,401. The results remain unofficial until the absentee in question ballots are added. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.